find a way to mix it in and make it all sound good.
You didn't ruin your argument. You just strengthened my shit. But it's all good,
nah,
though.
Nah.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to mix shit in, bro. You know, go ahead. Give us a good intro. All
right, cool. Since, you know, it's Halloween time, we might as well start off with the man, you know, the first original boy. You know what I'm saying? Again, dropping the weed and shit. You know? Come on now. Hey. Halloween season is here, baby. We'll get right into it, man. We got a lot to talk about, man. Let's get into it. Come on, Mike. Hey. It's my shit.
No, I'm hearing it.
Gotta let the chorus run.
Cause I got something for the beautiful people myself. Being that we kicked it off with a little MJ to start the show, I feel like it's only right that I bring the people in on a little fact about my life. As a kid, I was like more so scared of Michael Jackson, kind of based on this whole thing. Like, it just kind of freaked me out. I think this Thriller video and maybe Billie Jean or some shit. It's because it's like two of the videos he kind of played. I think it may just be the Thriller video.
Yeah, Billie Jean, I think it was character. A normal
you know what I'm saying? Video. And it was just like, it was so fictional, but at the same time, I know Michael Jackson's real, so this shit low-key scary. You know what I'm saying? It didn't help that, like, going into my early, like, pre-teens, you know, his look started to change, which again became more scary.
Okay, yeah. I'm so like, you was that okay, age
why the
he
fuck he
change.
Look like this? Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I say that to say that in my adult life, it just helped me realize how great of an entertainer he really was.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He made me as a kid believe that image of him was real because he played it that well. It was that good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The whole thing around it. It was crazy, bro. So, you know, just a little fun fact about the legendary MJ. I'm sure I'm not the only one that had that going as a kid. I'm sure a lot of kids felt like that.
When Halloween time come around, bro, I hear this song a lot, and it just makes me think that Thriller is the oldest song outside of Christmas time. With the cold duck and all that shit, that's the same vibe I get. Like, I hear it every now and then, but when Halloween time come around, Thriller be on everybody's shit.
Definitely. Very classic record. Man, but yeah, man, talk about it, brother. The times, man, we're going to kick it in. I don't even know if this was on here. We just going to run it how real niggas run it. But, man, these motherfucking outfits, bro. You know, Saturday done passed, so
wait.
We seeing the...
Let me enjoy the pod. Welcome to episode 80 of Hot Takes Podcast. I am your host, Dell, with my co-host, Shug.
What's good? We in this bitch. As you can hear, Rendell is coughing. He high as a motherfucker, but we're going to ahead and make it do what it do, man. We right back into it. That's man, like I was saying about the outfits, bro. You know what I'm saying? These outfits, these. How you feel? What's your take on it?
It's getting crazy. I don't judge nobody.
Nah, me either. Me either. Hell nah. I just know that on Saturday, prior to Halloween, you know, being Tuesday, that I was gonna have some shit to look at on Sunday morning when I woke up.
Oh wow!
Like Lord Jesus Christ.
Not Sunday morning. Easy like Sunday morning.
You feel me? Like. Yeah. In the midst of putting my bets in, you know, you scroll on the gram and you see all the bullshit there is to see.
I mean, it's expected every year. You know, black people are going to push the envelope more and more. And, you know, as ideas come about and people start trying to be more creative and shit, you know, but I like to see the creativity of it. You know, people trying different shit. You know, like, not the most common shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, your firefighter, police woman shit.
Yeah,
you
for
know,
sure,
like,
for sure. And man, look, shout out to the people who you know, took it upon themselves to come up with real creative ideas. I see y'all. A shout out a few people, not by name, but by what you was wearing.
This dude here.
Shout out to this chick I know, Poison Ivy. That was her theme. Pretty cool theme.
Okay, that's cool. That's different.
Let me see. Was it anybody else that really, really stood out? Oh, I seen a nigga. He did the Rick Ross. He did the Rick Ross. The Rick Ross when he had the cowboy shit on, standing in front of the car with the boots on and the shorts. Yeah, nigga pulled that bitch out. And he did that shit too. Big nigga, and he landed the chain and everything. Shout out to my boy Ace Bolden. That shit was hard as fuck. Shout out to Ace. That was one of my favorite Halloween costumes.
I saw one of my homegirls. She was X-Men, Storm. That was pretty fly. I can't think of nobody else that I remember vaguely. That was different. Her boyfriend was Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. That shit was fire. You know what I'm saying? I like to see people like try some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, get into that creative bag.
Yeah, like really go like try. I'm gonna try to be Brumman for Halloween at work. We got a little contest, but a little some participation. You know what I'm saying? We get a little bonus if we come in a costume. So today or tomorrow, we'll try to find me like a pack of like medium muscle shirts and pull a mustard stain on them shits. Go to work or maybe get like a small t-shirt. Walk around just, you know, bro, man, what up? You know,
fifth floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, I like when people, especially like, you know, the adults, like when it's a character, when it's something to be, when it's somebody to be more so than like just a costume. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to see you in character. You feel me? If we're going to do this whole Halloween thing, then let's do it then. Yeah. I want to see you in character.
Like, if you're going to be Jack Sparrow, nigga, talk like a pirate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be Michael Myers, don't say a fucking word all night.
Speaking of Michael Myers, hey, I like Michael Myers movies, bro. But the theme music is trash. I'm sorry. Mike Myers theme music trash.
What is it?
Let me try to find it.
Yeah. I know it.
I go, you know who should scare the hell out of me, though? Motherfucking,
I'm about to say Jason.
Boy. Hey, nightmares.
Oh, my
night.
God. Yes. That's boy. Right there.
Nightmares at night. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Nightmares at night hearing this shit, boy. That. I'm like, man, look, don't do that. Don't do that. But, Kruger shit was cool. Let me see who I'm looking for.
Michael Pittman.
Michael Myers.
Michael Pittman on the lane.
No.
We just kicking this shit.
Oh, no. His shit is hard. I like this one.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to say, yeah, you sleep.
Who am I thinking about that I didn't
know? I was going to let you
I'm thinking about Kruger then. Maybe I'm getting them mixed up. I don't like Kruger shit like
that.
Oh,
yeah. It's
Kruger
like
shit is too fast paced. It's too much fast paced shit to me. But Halloween is my shit. Like, out of all of the scary movie series, I would say Halloween is my shit. I'm not that really big on Kruger, bro. You know why? I like to sleep. Like, I love a good nap. I love to go to sleep. So, like, I don't want to be a fan of the nigga that chasing your dreams. No. I'll be having some fire dreams.
Like, come on, cuz. Let me get that.
Yeah, leave me the fuck alone, bro. I'm trying to get my Z's in. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I was fucking the baddest in my dream. And here you come with this bullshit.
Man, I didn't say all that. But, you know, yeah, whatever.
Hey, he won't kick it political for the pot. But it is what it is. We know how niggas get down.
You got a favorite scary movie or character at all?
I really don't, bro. Scary movies, that ain't really my shit. Like, really? It ain't really my shit.
Oh, so you don't even fuck with
I watch them.
You watch them?
Okay. I watch them. It's just, I just feel the same way about all of them. Like, I'll say one of my favorite scary movies. I like the Leprechaun movies.
Really?
Yeah, them joints go hard. I fuck with them.
I don't know. So shit like that, like Chucky.
The Leprechaun.
Chucky never scared me. Cause I'm like, if I see you in the hallway, I'm gonna kick the fuck out you.
Like, right. I don't feel like you could really do it to
me. Yeah, like
you.
I'm,
come on, man. Like,
you're a doll. I'll put you in the oven, burn your ass to smither fucking reeds. Like, come on, man, let's not do that. But I was always more realistic with my scary movie shit. Like Michael Myers, Jason, like big bulky motherfuckers that ain't saying nothing, just killing everything. That scared me because you don't know where they coming from. Right. You don't see them till they up on you. But always could kill me though is the Runaway. So you mean to tell me that you got a axe wielding murderer like just on a rampage? And you still looking back trying to see what he had? Bitch, get out of there. Go until you see daylight. That's what I would do. I would just turn and just break. I couldn't act in a scary movie. I really couldn't.
Nah.
I couldn't.
I don't think I'd do
it. Because I would come out of character too much.
Who, what aside from like anything regular, like, you know, a big, is there anything like on that, I guess I'm saying like on the weird tip you kind of like that get you? Like, I know scared? Some people like clowns, like that.
Oh, overdo no, it for don't, it never did it for me. I never was really scared of clowns. I was like, man, that's a lot going on. But I could see how that shit would scare somebody. You know what I'm saying? But that never scared me. You know what shit did scare me, though? And it's back on the movie shit, though, but Insidious. Like, that whole, like, possessed shit, like, haunted house type shit. Like, I never really fucked with that. You know? I guess that was one of my first, like, introductions to, like, the Halloween theme past, like, movies and all that shit. And I'm like, oh, nah. And granted, I grew up and realized that shit was kind of staged and, you know, fake and all that shit. But it's like the instances where, like, it's a real situation. Like, man, Insidious is based on, like, real shit.
Yeah. So that's like, how they get you most time.
Based yeah, on the true story type shit. Whoa. You know, like.
Like, oh, yeah, this place really exists.
Yeah. Nah, Doll never did it for me. Chucky never scared me. Yeah, it never did it for me.
Speaking of dolls and ugly shit. One of the greatest artists of all time. Kind of look like a doll. But he dropping some hard music. Him and another cat. I'm not really big on niggas doing the two-man albums. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, just for the simple fact that you always, somebody's always getting exposed. You know, it's a carry guy, and then there's the nigga who's getting carried.
Well, go ahead and finish. I kind of disagree with that a little bit.
But in certain cases, it can be good. In this case, I enjoyed the first one, you know, with Wayne and 2 Chainz. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of looking forward to the second. What you think?
I'm looking forward to it, too. To go back to what you said, I don't think it's always a lead and a carry. I think they may go into it with that in mind. So, like, Drake and Future, for example. It may seem like it's lead and carry, but I feel like they're interchangeable. Like, you got to make sure you're matching up with somebody that's of your par. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, for example, the fucking 21 and Drake shit seemed like a carry and a fill-in. Because 21 didn't have much on an album. You know what I'm saying? But it was a 21 and Drake album.
Right.
You know, because when you see that, you're thinking, all right, I'm getting y'all on pretty much all these songs. And when you look at it, it's only 3-4 songs that he was really on. But I just think that, man, like, Wayne and 2 Chainz, they can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Wayne is in that bag of that I can do it all. But I can go with whoever. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a sense, the same thing with Drake. Like, Drake can adjust himself to whoever he's with and exactly. Still be.
And I really admire that. Like, yeah. That's hard. That's when you know you got like real well rounded artists. Mm-hmm. Like when it comes to Wayne and 2 Chainz, you know, I know Wayne's gonna rap a certain way. Right. I know these beats gonna be a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the flow 2 Chainz gonna give, Wayne is gonna, you know, he gonna combat that with some real right. Hard shit like he normally would, but it'll be tailored more so to like a 2 Chainz kind of vibe.
And then see me, I'm more so like, I don't look at it necessarily as a carry. I look at the whole song. I'm like, okay, this seems like it's more of this verse and song, and you're just doing it.
Right.
Like you're the
like he the man
feature
on this
quote
one.
Unquote on right. This, but it may, you know.
Definitely. I'm with you.
Like when Watch the Throne came out, that was a pretty much equal thing, but you could tell which songs were more Kanye driven versus which songs were more Jay driven.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
definitely.
I think that's how I look at it. So I never really look at it like it's a carry thing. But I think I like Ross and Meek coming. I feel like that Reunite gonna be good for them overall and just for music in general.
Definitely. Personally, it's always good when you get acts that you know got rapport. Mm-hmm. You know, like you done heard it on songs, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They got singles together and that shit hard.
Right.
And then you get an album from it's like, you know, it's kind of really something to look forward to as a fan of music.
You know, even though it's been a while since they've been together.
But you just know, like, man, you know, when these two niggas link up, it normally be some top shit. So I'm looking forward to it, bro. I really, what it is, Collie Grove?
Yeah, Collie Grove 2. And let me pull it up real quick. Real quick before we get off of this right quick, I think that these two sets of people with Wayne and 2 Chainz and then Ross and Meek, they're not gonna just put it out to say it's us too. Like, I'm not saying like to shoot at nobody in the current, but like the current generation look at it more of a name thing.
It's more about a connection than the product, it is, you know. Right, yeah.
Too good to be true.
Too good to be true. I bet. I like it.
I think Ross is as good as he is with putting albums together. I think they gonna have that back and forth to make sure they get the best thing out. Same with Wayne and 2 Chainz. But
what you on next?
Anything else you got on music?
Nah, I'm straight with it, bro.
Fourth quarter gonna be interesting. I wanna see what else is gonna come within the rest of the year. I do say that.
Yeah, musically, definitely. You know, that's gonna be,
it's been kind of quiet to start the year, and it's, you know people to been
end
coming
that year out with a boom. You know, a couple artists, they gonna go out hard. I can remember a few years ago, man, Roddy Ricch dropped at the end of the year. That was the best album of the year, and that shit came out, and I want to say December.
Yeah.
So, you know, music fans, man, just holding weight. You know what I'm saying? Weight. I mean, at the end of the year, you know, niggas, they be looking to drop some of their craziest shit.
Mm-hmm. And then apparently the better acts and the established acts come later on in the year too. Most times
definitely,
you look at it,
definitely.
So before we go jump into sport, because we don't really have a lot of sport to talk about, but necessarily in-depth sport. Yeah. So there was a video that went viral of a content creator doing a Target run. And by this point, everybody should know what this video is, what's going on in this video. It's a lot of cutscene and shit like that. And just a lot of, you know, just a necessariness when you look at the context of the video. So I'm just confused as to what's going on today with the content creators, and like, where do you draw the line at the content? You know, like, it can't always be content over everything. It can't. Like, you're talking about, you set up the tripod to park the car, then you get out the car and get the tripod, and then you record yourself walking in the store and then grabbing this and then, like, it's just a lot going on that just don't really need to be, you know, like, you, it's just a lot, like, and I just don't understand it. And I just need us to realize that it don't have to be content of everything. Sometimes we can just get, not say the basic, but not overdoing it, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, where do we really draw the line?
Man, personally, I feel like in this whole realm, you know, this world of content creation, you must understand that most of us, like, when I say us, I'm talking normal people, like, you know, that 85 to 90% of us who not on this content creation shit, you know, just consider us, dog, that we might not, you know, we might not be on that shit. It's just a little strange, dog, that in public, you know, at a regular everyday Target run, there's this nigga that keep posting up this motherfucking tripod every 12 steps. You know what I'm saying? He got to show himself walking into the store, then he got to show himself parking, then he got to show himself taking groceries out. It's just insane. But needless to say, I mean, I get it. It's all about the bag. God damn, bro.
And it's all about the bag. And I'm never questioning the bag. It's more so, I guess, and I don't want to necessarily person by person, but it's like, where do you realize that, all right, I think I got enough content for this one. I'm getting ready for the next one. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, cool. You get dressed at the crib, you know, all of the snaps, you know, you want to do. Cool. You at home. You get all the angles you want to do. You know, set up, you know what I'm saying? You grabbing your groceries or whatever. Boom.
Right, these are not locations where you're.
It's a lot of unnecessary. Stage, yeah, right? It's a lot of unnecessary between shots. I feel like
exactly.
You know, more so than just the video itself, but also, there was a list apparently going around of places men shouldn't take women on first dates, and. That comes from a video that went viral of a woman going on a first date with a man that took her to Cheesecake Factory, and she refused to get out of the car. And they had a discussion about it, or whatever. But, I mean, goddamn, like, it's the first date. You know what I'm saying?
Man, my personal opinion, first date line. Most people who vouching and claiming that list is justified, that's cap. They would go. Most of the bitches I know ain't turning down no meals. You know what I'm saying? They all in it for, oh, you gonna pay for them to eat. So I just think that's bogus. But on a rare chance it's not. You know, say you that chick that feel how they feel, you know, that actually is on that side. Like you fucking with what the list say. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you crazy as hell. You crazy as hell. This a first date.
You could ghost me tomorrow.
Tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I could not like you.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just so many factors. Like,
and the
like
list.
I could be feeling you. So you know, it could be a build up behind it. You know, I could be willing to spend $45 more.
Right.
You feel me? It's just so much that's not considered. That says so much about that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really a fuck over because you really not. Like,
you worry about where we at versus right, who you talking right.
You're
to.
You're not considering, yeah, what's real and what's valid.
Yeah, and what's, exactly. What's realistic, I say. Mm-hmm. Because when I look at the list, I'm like, okay, it's restaurant, restaurant, restaurant. Then it started getting weird. And I'm like, the gym, church, family event. I'm like, who in the fuck does that on a first date? You know, like, that's not typical first date shit. You know, yeah, but you had shit on there like Netflix and chill. Like, you know, like, be an adult. Get off that. Go somewhere and meet somebody. Talk to them. You know, shit like that. I get that. But the restaurant shit, I'm like, bro, this is a first date situation. You could not really be feeling me. You could be feeling me up to the point we go out, and then I get there, I fuck around and put my foot in my mouth, some dumb shit. Man, you turned off.
It's so
you
know, many, like, I just think on a chance, like, say, man, I'm feeling you, you know, beautiful, like it's the vibe, everything there, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, so look, after this, let's, man, shit, let's go get a drink. You know what I'm right. saying? We might be at one of those restaurants, but a I want to take bar you was to on a list bar. Too.
Right? It was on
so
the
I'm
list.
Like, you know, man, let's go grab a few drinks at the bar right quick. I know a spot. Like, at that point, if I'd have took you to wherever the fuck you wanted to go, that's $300. You know what I'm saying? They be no said drinks afterwards. Like, that's off the
I'm
list.
I'm maxed like, out, baby.
Yeah,
like,
I'm maxed out. I'm maxed out long time ago.
Realistically, I was maxed out before we got here.
Before we got here type shit. Yeah. You know, I really squeezed this one in. You know, I squeezed this one in for you, and I'm like, I'm willing to do it. You know what I'm saying? And I got a little side money. Let's say fan dude and came through crazy.
Lay on like, the line, you know, so I got a little, you
man,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but so it's a good night.
Here's my thing at the same time. I always try to look at both sides of it. So me as a male, I wouldn't want you to take the time it takes to get ready to go to a steakhouse to, you know, really put that shit on that y'all say, and then you just don't, it don't go nowhere from that. Like, wouldn't you feel like you wasted a lot of your time at the same time?
Right.
So let's keep it
this
normal.
Like a first time meetup. Let's just see what what we could do.
Let's see where it go. Going. Maybe the next date we go somewhere, you know, a little bit more upscale. But right. And for, I'm just not. This is my first time seeing you in person. Your first time seeing me in person. We've been talking for a little few minutes. Like, it ain't been that long. And you want me to just bust the pocket like off the dump? Like, I don't understand that. I really don't. Because at the same time, I feel like, and I could be wrong, the women that look at it like that probably have somewhat of a quote unquote bad luck in the dating space. You know, with, oh man, it's the same up and down, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I could be wrong, but I feel like I could be right too at the same time, you know? But I don't know, bro. I bro, having sons, bro, and seeing what they got to grow up with, bro, hey, it's tough. I go out, it's tough. Because I'm like, God damn, like, bro, I'm not coughing up $200 for you to go on a date with a chick you just met. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got a hot
hundo for the movie and for food. You bring me back some change.
Like, she basically telling you she not fucking with you, bro.
Yeah,
she, like, you know, I don't really, let me see. She on some let me see what I could get out of him type shit.
Yeah.
If I could pull this one off.
So I'm glad you said that. So I've talked to some females about that same situation where they're like, I'm going to see what I could get out of him because it'll at the same time shoo a lot of motherfuckers out the way.
Definitely.
So I'm like, okay, I understand that. But I said, but you really got to be realistic with that shit too. Because maybe nigga want to provide for you. But maybe. It's like, off the rip, that's hard to really just say, man, you need bill money. And like, we ain't even went on a date or two. You know, I ain't never even hugged you. You know, nothing. But you need bill money. I don't really get it. You know,
that's what it is. But so, man, more on some cool
let's,
shit.
Let's go
get into the hoops, man.
You want to knock out Dwight Howard real quick? Pause.
Let's do it.
okay.
We can start off with that.
So recently, Dwight Howard has been accused of sexual assault activities,
whatever.
You know,
so
allegations,
you know, through all
still
this,
investigations.
Have definitely came to the conclusion,
yeah,
that he liked dick in his ass.
But see, I'm like, man, people are late because this been kind of rumored, not rumored, but like you've been hearing shit for the past like
three, maybe four years
now.
Let's say
it's just been the biggest thing that happened.
You know, just a random guy I thought about. I don't know him to be dating anyone or married to anyone, whatever. But you know, let's just say 50 Cent. Hey, there's no allegations about 50.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Fuck, I don't know. Ja Morant. Ain't no allegations about Ja.
Mm-hmm.
You want a comedian? Corey Holcomb. There ain't no allegations about him. And people can't stand him. So
yeah.
You feel me? Like, motherfuckers don't just make allegations about you. Like, most of the times when they say you gay, you didn't kiss the man before. That's just how it is, bro. Like, that's just kind of what it is. So, with that being said, like, you know, personally, like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care either.
You know, and pertain to, like, I'm not in Dwight Howard space. So, it's not even, you know, like, I don't really give a fuck what he do for real because I'm not even in his space. Shout out to Dwight, 2020 championship for the Lakers.
Yeah, got him a ring.
I appreciate you.
Probably go to the hall if this,
I was,
you know,
I was rooting for you then. You know, it's all good. Yeah, bro, needless to say, I don't know. I just think, like, man, all that, like, backlash and all that bullshit people, you know, posting in the man comments. I mean, nigga, yo, your uncle gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, And it is what it is, bro.
That is
like,
uncle.
Damn, bro. Like,
not the uncle.
Come on, man. You all know a gay somebody in somebody family. Like, come on, bro. Let's not play. Like, he ain't the first tall nigga to be gay. It's all good.
Yeah, it is. It's all
now,
good.
Now, what I don't like is how he kind of deflective of it. You know what I'm saying? How the nigga asked him on an interview, you know, are you gay? Like, flat out. And he was like, that's what you want to talk about. Like, nigga, yes. That's what the rest of the fucking world is talking about. Of course. Now, are you gay or is you ain't? You know, the dude didn't stand on it. That's why he never answered. But at the same time, bro, if that's who you are, man, I want you to be proud of that. Like you was when the Lakers won that fucking championship. Like, you proud of that? You got to be proud of that. Because to me, like, you kind of hurting the other people that, because basically, in that community, you a high figure now. You know, the world know Dwight Howard gay. And when I say the world, I'm talking like the LGBT community. They know Dwight Howard gay. So you a big figure. They looking for you to stand on your shit and be gay with them.
And feel that.
And you know, you shine away from it. I don't like that you pump faking.
That's true.
Pause.
Yeah. I couldn't even say it fast enough. I'm like, hey, yo. But NBA is back, you know. What you think so far, man? It's been only been a couple games,
so
but,
far,
you know,
I'm loving it. The NBA is off to a real hot start. Man, I would get on this bitch and talk about the obvious, the, you know.
Yeah. Get to the obvious, the Bucks, talk about the, man, you know.
But, dog, I got, like, shout out a few teams. And I got one on the east and the west. So, look, man, the Pelicans, they look good. I think they 3-0. They won last night, I believe. Man, they just look good. Zion healthy. That look like a team that's capable of getting to the playoffs. Watch out, Memphis Grizzlies, because they might be coming to get your spot. On the other side of the NBA, the motherfucking Indiana Pacers. Yeah. They ripping and running up and down that court. They shooting threes. Tyrese Halliburton. The shit, hey, it's crazy. If you get a chance, tune into a Pacers game. It's a good watch. Like, they just one of them teams. They gonna get up and down. They gonna get up a whole ass of shots, nice passes, mm-hmm. some dunks, mm-hmm. hella threes. It's a good watch. What you got, dog?
Light the fucking beam, huh? Already. Light the fucking beam, man. Already. The Kings look good, man. The Bucks look good per usual. I saw the Knicks play a little bit when they played the Celtics. I'm like, okay, not bad. You know, look all right. Celtics, you know, they per usual. I want to see the Thunder play a little bit more because I haven't got a chance to really see them play yet. I saw highlights because I want to see how Chet gonna play. Man, Wimby looks good. Bro, you know,
he's been amazing. I got to see Chet play.
I'm like, okay, bro, Chet, fuck yeah. Do your thing.
What I liked about the game that I watched Chet play and like really affected the game, bro. Like hella block shots, but you know with block shots, their shots you change.
Yeah.
So. I mean, yeah, he has 7 blocks, but this kid might have affected 20 shots at the rim.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's insane shit. Plus, on top of that, he was making threes, bro. They came back in the game. They were losing to the Cavs. Mm-hmm. And they were maybe down 4 or 5 or something. Check, like, get a block, come down, trail 3. Yeah. Like, get them back in it type shit.
So,
hey, bro.
I'm peeping Chet and Wimby, right? And I'm looking at just their start off, right? Both of them eerily remind me of the start offs that like KD and Giannis had. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like Chet gonna turn into like a KD ish more type of player, like offensive, like just a third overall bag offensive.
The natural. You know, he got the natural skill, the natural talent.
And
when Wimby is more growing to this shit, body like Giannis.
Oh my god!
Like it's just like a Giannis thing.
Well, in the off season when he really bulk up and figure that shit out, it's gonna be disgusting.
Yeah, bro. Because he got some skills, but the thing with Wimby, like you said, it's a coming to the body. As that shit progresses, this kid is gonna be dominant.
Yeah.
Like I remember explaining to somebody, like, you know, he ain't gonna average 20 points this year. You may not see him average 20 points this third year in the league, but just know when that size and that shit start to develop, we got a monster on our hands. Yeah. But Chet, you're going to see it early. And you kind of see it early, bro. Block shots, just know how to play, got a good feel, can really shoot the ball. So, I mean, he able to score in the NBA day one. So, I mean, yeah, we just keep looking. Just keep watching. It's crazy.
Definitely.
It's crazy.
You got any who do you think looks better with their new team with Drew being with Boston and Dame being with Milwaukee? Just overall.
So they only played one game. The Bucks, they play again today. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely rolling with Dame and the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Like it's just like a plug and play.
Same.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's no step on nothing. Like you could kind of watch the game. And I did watch the game, and you can see late in the game it called for Damian Lillard. Like it was like, hey, you know, like this, like it was like the Bucks was playing the game, and all through there, you know, he had a spurt where it did where the same thing kind of happened in the first half.
Yeah.
You know, Giannis had got some buckets around the rim, but he was struggling from the line, you know, just kind of struggling overall. Yeah. They were losing, and it's like, damn, man, you know, if we really had a bona fide score right now, that should have really helped keep us in it, kind of. And they did. That nigga started hitting step back threes here and there, and he did it again in the fourth to close him out. It was like, okay, this is why they brought me here. This is perfect. You know, I can insert myself right here.
Yeah.
Boom.
So
shit crazy.
I feel like I'm here to make matches today, right? So earlier I said the Oh shit, I forgot the first match I said, but I just said it with Chet and KD and then Wemby and Giannis, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like Chet and I'm not Chet, Dame going to the Bucks is very similar from McCaffrey leaving us and going to the Niners. Like, you're really getting to see him do his normal thing, but with comparable help. You know what I'm saying? And, like, bro, I love to see it. Like, to see Dame cook like that against, you know, forgot what they were playing, but the game that they won when he went down late.
It's almost like you happy for the nigga. Like,
I am.
You know what I'm saying? And I get that same feeling, bro. Like, you know, I'm a Dame OG. You know, I've been here since License of Lillard. Yeah. Motherfuckers, if you know, you know. That was his pre-draft YouTube videos coming out of Weber State. He had like a little episode, like, you know, he did that shit. I've been with him since then. So I've really been like watching him. And I've been telling people, I'm like, bro, he's better than a Kyrie Irving. Like, you know, he's Steph. That's the comp.
Yeah.
Like that's the level of play. You know what I'm saying? They reverse hot nights. I mean, when Dame's on, I mean, he's a better player than Steph. It just so happened that Steph is probably on a little bit more, so I get a nod to Steph, of course. But the level of play, dog, that's where it's at. And with the Bucks, it's going to be in your face now because they're going to win, bro. They're going to be a team that win games, that's always on TV. So you're going to get to see, like, Dame had 30 going to be a common fucking theme. Yes. Like, shout out to FanDuel, man. When I seen the number, it was like 26 and a half. I'm like, oh, this is love.
Please give me that.
Y'all must not know. Have they heard?
Bro.
Man, this dude is fucking incredible, bro.
So, I got a coworker of mine. He was asking me about how I felt with McCaffrey going to the Niners. I said, bro, I like the fact that he was able to leave us in a system where he was all of our offense. So if we didn't get positive yards, first down, second down, he got us there on third down and fucking we putting the shit, or he gets positive yards, boom, 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 gets a rest. We get negative yards and we try to get it all back with him the next fucking play. Like, and he would be gassed up. That's why he was so fucking injured, because he goddamn couldn't stay off the field to get a breather. I said, bro, like, my happiest moment to see McCaffrey, bro, they were playing somebody. I can't forget who it was. It was a primetime game. I said, but they were dealing all cylinders. Brock Purdy was throwing the ball left and right. He doing his thing. And I said, they showed him with his stats. And he on the sideline drinking water, laughing and talking and shit. I said, bro, he can rest now.
Yeah,
and really still do his thing.
This was never to be originally. You know, with McCaffrey, bro, he was always a player that he just couldn't find a good situation in the beginning. It would always look good, but never really pan out with Carolina. He had some seasons.
He gave
of course,
us his
everybody
best years,
knew
bro.
The talent for real.
Yeah.
But, man, you know, early when he first got there, Cam, like, that was after the MVP season, you know what I'm saying? So we get post-Cam, and I mean, at the end of that shit, I mean, he's kind of banged up. He never really played with a good QB, injuries, and then, I mean, shit, now you could really see that, hey, the whole time, man, it's been the best running back in the league for the last three, 4 years.
League,
like, you know, I'm going back in between from, like, him, Chubb, and Derrick Henry, like, as the top three dogs really doing that shit.
I'm putting this on the docket right now. My cousin, T-Jack, right, he called me one day. Shout out to T-Jack. Him and his partners was debating. This one, McCaffrey, was still on our team, right? He was like, man, who a better running back out of McCaffrey and Kamara? I said, McCaffrey. He's like, why? I said, look at the situations. I said, their numbers are equal. I said, but he got Michael Thomas. He had Drew Brees at the time, still, if I'm not mistaken. I said, look at us. We still got the end of Cam and pieces, bro. Like, we don't really have a lot, but he's still putting the same numbers the top tier people are putting up.
Definitely.
You know? And I want to see what he says about it now, because now you get to see him do his thing.
Right. It's,
and not
it's
be
in your
dead
face
tired,
now. You know, it's for you to not deny. Like,
Dame won't have to go for fucking 35-40 to still lose by fucking still lose by 20 and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, bro, I'm happy for him. Like I'm so fucking happy for him, bro. I really am. The way the Bucks and the Celtics are looking on paper, that's going to be a very interesting series to see. Even in the games during the series, just because of the pretty much even playing field they have with each other for the most part. But another coworker I have, I told him, because he's a Boston fan.
It's a lot there, bro. Like both teams. I think people like underestimate the value of like Derek White. Bro, this nigga had 26 points, 3 blocks, couple steals. Yeah. I'm like, oh,
he coming into his own for
and
sure.
And see, what's so crazy is when you a player like Derek White, you find yourself with these like crazy nights offensively, you know, like just being real explosive offensively because the talent around you is so great. That's why it's so valuable. Like for a young hooper, huh? Yeah, definitely. But like for a young hooper, it's very important to, you know, have a real verse game. Man, you look at a player that could do everything, and because he can do that, when you play with other good talent, you might just find yourself wide open all the time because these niggas so cold. And if you can shoot, maybe you'll get 28 points in the game to go along with your defense. And it come as cake to him, bro, because he not working crazy hard for these points. These spot-ups, cut to the rim for dunks and transition buckets.
Being in the right spot.
You know, just doing your job. Yeah. Just doing your job. Being great at your job, but doing your job, bro.
So back to my coworker real quick. So last year we was on the Kings all through the playoffs until they lost to the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Also fading Boston. Right,
yeah. So when Boston got to be juiced on the point.
When they got to Miami, he was, oh man, we about to go to the final. I said, bro, y'all gonna lose to the Heat before they play the game. I said, y'all gonna lose to the Heat, bro.
I'm about to tell you that he got that kind of chance again this year.
Hey, so look, he swore to, I'm like, man, damn. I said, bro, all right. So came down to
Market. Man,
you're looking.
The Heat in the Eastern Conference, they got that kind of chance again.
Bro.
Man, that team is going to be crazy good again. They're going to make a run again. Tyler Hero, he back, bro. And dude done added some obvious weight to him. Man, I watched this nigga give Drew Holiday that business. And Drew Holiday is that man defensively.
Yeah.
And Hero was driving right, driving left, shooting the three. He's doing it all. And the size, you can really see the difference. I like him to, like, break out. Like, he going to average well above 20 this year.
So, dude, this year was saying that, man, Boston going to come out the East. I said, no. I said, you see over there a little bit across a couple states in Milwaukee? I said, y'all not dealing with that. Yeah. I said, look, I said, y'all couldn't really deal with Giannis when he was by himself with Middleton. Right. I said, y'all damn sure can't deal with him with Dame on the wing like this, waiting for the kick out. Y'all can't.
Bro.
It's not going to work. It's not going
to
happen. It's
interesting to see. I think, you know, the dogs are definitely the West. I mean, the Milwaukee and Boston. But, you know, it's a lot of trouble on the way. You know,
up,
you still got teams like the Heat.
Orlando Philly, gonna be tough.
Orlando finally gonna make their push. And these young teams, man, like the Pacers, I think the Pacers will be one, you know, bearing injury. I think they'll be another one to really give teams a run as well.
Anything on the West? We talk about a lot of East. Anything on the West?
Well, West kind of the same old shit, bro. Yeah. The Lakers, you know, they depended on Bron and the health of their team. If all is well, they can make a run.
Denver look like
a fucking well-oiled machine like they always do.
Yeah.
Golden State, same old Golden State. They could potentially make a run. Man, I thought that team was small and crazy, but that goddamn Chris Paul switch up, that shit apparently works very well.
Fuck yeah.
Shout out to Chris Paul. He old as dirt, but that nigga still know how to hoop.
Facts.
He had double-double the other night. Hey, he was tearing the Kings' ass apart. Like a lot of when Steph wasn't doing what he was doing, was Chris Paul
setting it up,
setting that bullshit
up. Of course,
that's
what I wanted to see. Crazy. I'm like, that's exactly what I thought y'all was gonna do. That's exactly what I thought y'all was gonna do.
So what the fuck is Draymond Green gonna get in with this at it? He gonna be just cutting back though, getting layups, making the other passes that fucking Chris Paul and Curry not making.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be insane.
It's gonna be crazy.
Any belief in the Harden trade possibility?
And we can go to power after this? Bro, I'm just looking like eventually I think they got to do it because Maxie doing what he need to do. I mean, fuck, yeah. Y'all got him there to average 25 to 30, and he averaging 25 to 30.
He's played really well when Harden was in the lineup.
Let's
go in
and make the move, and let's get the team that we gonna make our run with. Yeah. I think Embiid is a player capable of leading you know, to Eastern Conference Finals, you know, potentially to an NBA championship. However, at the same time, he just got to make that push. But yeah, with the players they would get back from this James Harden deal from the Clippers, I'm not taking your shit back. You're going to have to give me something comparable that I like.
Yeah.
There's some young players that the Clippers have, some good players that they might could put around them. Also, I think it may take so long because they're going to look to get other teams involved. I don't think they necessarily like what the Clippers would give them in a return, but somebody else might.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll like that. So just kind of be on the lookout for something like that with the 76ers, because they know they got to make that move. They got a good team. They can't just, like, piss that away fucking with James Harden. Because now, it's like...
With the Raptors falling apart, you really cleared up a one spot to say you got a for sure three, almost. Definitely. You know what I'm saying?
But it's crazy. It's like having, you know, the nicest fucking car, but your foot hurt. So...
Yeah.
And they just cut the bitch off. So at this point, you're not driving. You Facts. Might as well get rid of that fucking car.
Facts.
And do something else. Buy yourself fucking pig leg or something.
Not a pig. That's all I got on.
Hey, speaking ball. Of injuries and pig legs and dead niggas, y'all, you been watching Power?
Yes. Yes. Hey, finally caught up. Yes.
Now that, you know, we done had this week Chenard off, you tweaking. Know what I'm saying? We entering what's going to be episode 9. Episode 9 is upon us coming this week. That shit gonna be crazy, I'm sure. But bro, where we at right now, Janora is crazy. And Victor Flynn is a fucking snitch. And his dad would be so disappointed.
Disappointed. Hey, Tommy knows, bro.
Vic, bro.
Tommy knows. Tommy not no fucking stupid. Tommy not stupid.
I think he does.
Said
I think,
Vic
I
name.
Think he on to it.
He said Vic name, like, straight out before he kill him. That's all Tommy need to know. And once he said they figured out the tracker shit, Tommy not crazy, bro. Tommy no, man. Tommy no. Tommy knows, man. Tommy know, bro. I know for a fact he knows, bro. Like, Tommy not stupid, bro. And the detective bitch, I mean detective the DA or whatever her name is, she blowing it. And she don't realize she blowing it. Being greedy and shit.
Of course.
She don't even know it, bro. She don't even know it. I think what's your girl name? Gennardo Lady. I can't remember her name to save my life.
Shonda.
Shonda. I think Shonda reminded me a lot of Louie from Snowfall. Trying to just overstep and be greedy and shit, doing too much.
End up beating your head in.
Yeah, both y'all, cause they gonna put Janard in it too.
In it too, like, yeah, you know? He was with a man. That motherfucking Vic Flynn, he on some bullshit. It's very interesting.
Tommy been Tommying, bro.
Because, like, you know, you never really see in the Pirates series, you never really see somebody build their empire. Power one, you know, with Ghost, when we came into it, his empire was kind of set. Like, he already was running it. His shit was, he was the man already. Just, you know, he just making plays on his way to the top.
Yeah.
Same with Tariq. He kind of got hooked up with Tejadas like that. That shit ain't take no time, you know, and he was kind of groomed into it. So you never, you know, him building that empire, you know, that shit just kind of happened for him. But with Tommy, you really seeing it, like, spot by spot, day by day, crew by crew, you know, he's just
building it up.
His way in the chain, and he moving up in the drug game, looking to take over Chicago. It's been crazy, bro. Like, this whole run with this dude, he on some shit right now.
I tell you this. He's playing a very dangerous game with Miguel. Very fucking
not
dangerous,
really, though.
Bro. What?
Not really. I'm gonna tell you this, bro. Like, having he. In fucking the sister,
yeah. You first of all, you really wow.
It's bad. It could be a death sentence, but at the same time, you understand your sister, and that could be his lifeline. Like, that could be the same reason he don't kill him. Like, because that's your sister. And if you kill him, you out
I'm
with no bro.
I'm keep it a
you
stack.
Out with the sister, and that nigga he got. You know, they showed his weakness in the whole dialysis shit. So
hey, I'm gonna keep also, it a stack.
You can't function right without her. So I don't just see him like.
I'm gonna keep it a stack, fam. When he went to your boy's spot and broke his hands, he don't give a fuck. Dog, he iced your boy hand and broke it with a hammer. He don't give a fuck, bro. You know what he'll do to Tommy, bro? You show up to the fucking main plug daughter, quinceañera, talking greasy.
Talking cash money.
Like, dog, you lucky nigga didn't stab you in the throat right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, fortunate. Tommy, you wildin', bro. Like, you
fortunate.
Bro, that's that Tommy shit, bro. Tommy be fucking Tommying, bro. I don't really have a lot more about it. I think the like I said, your girl is being greedy. Shanti, whatever the fuck. Tommy is Tommying, bro. Like, he gotta fucking stop. He gotta stop, bro.
Yeah, we'll see though. I'm looking forward to episode 9. You know, we'll lock into it. But facts. Shit, as far as that, man, that's good. Where you at with it?
That's it, man. We out of here. We out.
Till the next one.